So last week we left off on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph in Gemara Chulin, and the Gemara finally said what Rashi and Tosfos were quoting from the very beginning, that this issue of Tuma Blua, if there's a Uber mace inside the mother's body, the heart is not beating, and someone puts in the hand, is it Metame or not? So that's a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel. We pass on the Rabbi Shmuel, it's not Metame Min HaTorah, it's only Metame Min HaRabbanan. Because of the Gzeir Shema Hotzi Rosho, and the Mialetis didn't realize. But Minator, it's not Matami. So the Gemara quotes, and what is the source of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva thinks that the Uber mace inside the mother's body is Matami, Minole. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, and again, the mace, bin Efesh Adam. Someone touches a mace which is inside a living mother. That's how he interprets the Pasuk. And again, the mace, bin Efesh Adam, mace or mace, bin Efesh. Adam haviyam is a uber ben. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with that pasuk? Rabbi Shmuel holds that tuma blu is not metame, since the uber is inside the rechem of the mother's balua, so it's kemisha eino. It's not metame maga beis hastorim is not metame, but balua there isn't even masa beis hastorim. There is masa, but there's no maga. So the Gemara says, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with that pasuk? He can't interpret like that. So the Gemara says he interprets hanigeh b'meis. Means if you touch, let's say there's a dead body, so if you touch the Bisar HaMeis, you tell me, or B'nefeshad, B'nefeshad means if you touch Revi'ez Dam HaBomen HaMeis. That's how Rabbi Shmuel interprets. Rabbi Shmuel, Haim Boile, the Revi'ez Dam HaBomen HaMeis HaMetame. Why do you need a Pasuk? So there's a Tosis in Sanhedrin on the side of the Gemara, they tell you that this topic is brought up in Sanhedrin, Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, and Sanhedrin, Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, Amar is a whole Dav, where they discuss the topic, there's a Machlekes HaTanon, whether Yeshem LaMikro, Yeshem LaMasoris. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel had different traditions from their Rabbein. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud on Nachum Ish Gamzug. We never have anything in Halacha from Nachum Ish Gamzug, just that he always said Gamzug L'Toyva. But he was the Rabbi Kiva in Halacha, and his tradition was that you don't darshan Rabbi. We recite every morning before Baruch Shema the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel Lomim B'Shlosh HaSemiris HaTorah Nidresh HaSpam. There's Klal HaPrat, there's Prat HaKlal, there's Klal HaPrat HaKlal. That leads you in one direction. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud Am Nochem Ish Gamzu. The Gemara said he had a different tradition that he doesn't call it Klal HaPrat, he calls it Ribi Amirut. So it turns out that the din is going to be slightly different. Instead of calling it Klal HaPrat HaKlal, he calls it Ribi Amirut Ribi. You're only Yimam Mayit less, the Psak is always going to be less. So that was an ongoing machlekes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. What are the midrash HaTorah Nidresh HaSpam? Is it klal prat to klal? Is it ribi mir to ribi? Then they had another dispute. What do you do when there's a conflict between the kri and the ksiv? Every so often you have a kri ksiv. What is the kri ksiv supposed to represent? So the Radak writes in one place, Radak for a living used to teach Gemara. But when you read the Radak, you're surprised. He always goes against all the Gemaras. He was a malamed, he taught Gemara. He thought that he must have taught Bible in a university or something. So the Radak writes in one place that Kriya Niksiv represents the fact when Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were deciding which Svarim to include in the Kisvei HaKodesh, and they had a manuscript, they had a text. So they had two different versions, so they put both versions in. One was the Kriya, one was the Ksiv, because they weren't sure which is the correct text. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says the Kriya Ksiv was not a suffix, which is the correct reading. It was Halacha L'Moshe Messina, Gemara says. You can't say on Tehillim, Halacha L'Moshe Messina, Tehillim was composed by David HaMelech, but on the Chumash, it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina. And on the Vim Uksuvim, that's the way it was Nita Melech HaTchila. There should be a Ksiv, it should be written one way, and there should be a Kri, you should read it differently. So the Shaila that Tanoim had was, this was the author's intention, Melech HaTchila, there should be a Kri and a Ksiv. On the Chumash, the author is the Rabban Shalom. So we call that Halacha L'Moshe Messina, Kri Ksiv. Nevi'im Ksuvim, whoever the author of the Sefer was. So the Gemara has a machlokes. Bottom line, when you have to paskin halacha l'maisa, in a matter of halacha, do you paskin, do you follow the ksiv, do you follow the kri? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Davdala Manalev, quotes a whole series of brises and mishnayis where the machlokes hatanaim depends on this issue. Whenever you have a conflict between the kri and the ksiv, Tosis writes there, whenever you have a conflict, and you can establish the din by blending together the kri and the ksiv, so that's the best. Everybody agrees with that. That's the Gemara has a famous drasha in Eile Metzias. Kiyuta Mayim Alzera. That Oichlim, there are four categories of things that are Mekabel Tumah. Oda Mekelem Oichlim HaMashkim. So Oichlim are only Mekabel Tumah if they were rinsed off by one of the Zayin Mashkim. has to have hechsher lekabel tumah. So Nechumish, it says ki yutan mayim al zera. If water was poured, lav dafka water, the Torah Shabbat Peh says anyone in the Zayim Mashkin is also dinik in mayim. Ki yutan mayim al zera. If you rinsed off the apple, kozman, the apple is on the tree, it rains on the tree, it's not, that's not hechsher. But after the apple is detached from the tree, then you rinse it off. Now it's a clean apple, so now it's hechsher lekabel tumah. So that word kiyutan mayim al zera is written without a vav. It's written yitain ukrinan yutan. So yitain means that someone poured the water on purpose. Yutan means it rained on it. So which is it? What if it rained on the apple? There's a bushel of apples and it rained at night, and no one was even aware. When you wake up in the morning, you see that it rained on it. So the Gemara darshans the kri and iksiv together. The yutan duimir the yitain. You need the kri and iksiv blended in together. If it rained on the apple and it's nichale, the owner of the apples is happy at the time that the liquid is still, the time of the water is still on the apples, he's happy about the fact that the apples were rinsed off, then it's hukshel lekabel tumah. But if it already dried up in the morning and he realizes that it rained last night, he's happy, so that's not, it's not yutan dumidit, and so it's not hechshel lekabel tumah. So there's a way to darshan the two together. The kriyan iksiv blend in together. Usually there's no way to blend the two together. So that's a machlekes hatanaim, whether you say, here the Gemara says it's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel. What's machlekes? They both agree that reviz dam min ames is metame. Let's say if somebody donates blood, so they take reviz dam min achai, so that's not metame. Only reviz dam min ames is metame. So the machlekes Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel is, what if you have reviz dam habo mishnei mesin? You have a half a reviz from one mace, half a reviz from another mace. So usually the rule is, let's say, in order to get malchus feeding non-kosher food, you have to eat a kazayis. So let's say a person eats a kazayis of nevela, half a kazayis of nivlas ha'oif, and half a kazayis of nivlas behema. Or a third of a kazayis of nivlas chaya, third of a kazayis of nivlas behema, third of a kazayis of nivlas ha'oif. So nevela is nevela is nevela. It's all the same thing. It's all shem echud. So the Mishnah says in Me'ila, if it's shmaseim shavim, if you have a half a kazayis of basa b'cholav and half a kazayis of chazer, that's, it's a full kazayis, but it's not shem echad. That's a shem iser of nevela, and this is a shem iser of abbas b'chol. It's a different iser. But here, one third of a kazayis of nivlas behema, one third of a kazayis of nivlas chai, one third of a kazayis of nivlas ha'if, nevela is nevela. It's all shem echad, and the shir is the same. So if it's shmasem shavim, shirim shavim, then it's mitztarfim zem zem. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, whether viz dam habo mishnei mesim is mitame or not, is because the pasuk reads hakol nafshes meis lo yavoi. The Gemara has the pasuk here. It's in today's Sanhedrin, the beginning of Amor. It says the kohen is not allowed to come in contact with nafshes meis. So mace means the dead body. Nafshes means the dam that keeps, the Tanoim understood from the Chumash that the circulation of the blood keeps people alive, keeps animals alive. Somehow it wasn't in the world of medicine, it wasn't discovered till a few centuries ago. But in the Chumash it says it all the time, that the blood circulation keeps animals alive. Ki adam hu anefesh, the circulation of the blood keeps the animals alive. So the pasuk says, I'll call nafshes mace lo yavoi, sounds like from two different dead bodies, nefesh means the dam. You can, the mashmoy says, you can be mitzarif, the reviz dam habo mishnei mesim. And the other Tana disagrees, he says, no, but in the Chumash it's written chosavov, it's written nafshas ksiv. So if you follow the ksiv, it sounds like you have to have reviz dam habo mimesechot. If you follow the kri, if you hold, that's if you hold yesh aim la mikra, yesh aim means that we pask in the halacha. Why does it say aim? Why not av? Why a mother? So the Goyim were wondering on that. Binyanav. Why do you call it a Binyanav? Let it be a Binyanav. Why is it Yeshem Lamikra, not a Yeshav Lamikra? So the Goyim wrote Chuvus about that. I don't know what the answer is. They don't give a satisfactory answer. But that's the Machlokes, whether Yeshem Lamikra, do we pass an Halacha Lamaisa, like the Mikra is the Kri, or Yeshem Lamasaris, we follow the Masoretic text, the Ksiv. Because here it's written, Nafshas, Ukrinan, and the Kri is Nafshos. So according to the decree, if you hold Yeshem La Mikra, then reviz dam ha'mav mishnei mesim is metame. And if you follow the ksiv, so there has to be nafshas, has to be reviz dam ha'mav mimesechot. So Tosis asks two questions there. It sounds from the Gemara that you need a pasuk to tell you Two things. You need a pasuk to tell you that Revi's dam and ames is metame. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha. Why do you need a pasuk? Wouldn't I know that on my own? Isn't dam included in basar? Whenever there's a din of basar, the sar hames is metame kazayis. The sar hames is metame. And a kazayis is either chatzi beitza or shlish beitza. That's a question in Shulchan Aruch, a question in Rishonim. Revi is a beitza umachza. So the Gemara in Masechus Shabbos says that Revi's dam, if it'll congeal, it'll shrink. Revi's, which is the volume of an egg and a half of dam, it'll be yochel likrush v'lamar al kazais. If it congeals, it'll shrink. If you take water and you freeze it, it expands. And if you take other liquids and you wait till they solidify, they're going to shrink. So Tosfos says the kasha based on the Gemara, it would appear Revi's dam habam and ames is the equivalent of kazayis basa, because the Revi's dam is yochel likrush, it'll solidify v'lam and al kazayis. So dam is bechlal basar. So wouldn't I know that on my own? So that's what Tosfos starts running through all of Shas, the Tosfos in Psochim and the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Dalet and Aleph. Tosfos comes to the conclusion that dam is not bechlal basar. Whenever there's a din of chumash about basar, we wouldn't say on our own. The dam is bechlal basar. The dam is liquid, and the basar is a solid. Even though yochel likrush v'lamar al kazayis, but dam is not included in basar. So Tosfos says that's why you need a pasuk to tell you in the first place. The Revi's dam and ames is matami. And then Tosfos says, okay, so that's the answer to that question. Then Tosfos says another question. Once you already have one pasuk, the Revi's dam and ames is matami. So wouldn't I say on my own? What do you need a pasuk? What do you have to say? Yeshem la mikra. And it says, I'll call nafshas mace in the plural, shtei nefashas v'shir echad, half a revius from one mace, half a revius from another mace, wouldn't I say on my own? That's the klal in the Mishnah Me'ilah. It calls shesh maseim shavim, shirim shavim, amit star from zem zeh. Why should I think otherwise? Why is the burden of proof? Kila, the burden of proof is on Rabbi Akiva to be able to prove that if you have a revius, abon mishnei mace, mitzvah star, it should be mitzvah. Why not? So that's interesting. So that Tosfos has a kasha, they don't really give a satisfactory answer. So you have several achrayim, all give the same answer. You have the Chazon Ish, and there's a Sefer Tzemach Dovid Ha'Oris on Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger. You have what was the Chassidish Rebbe? The Radzina Rebbe put out. He took all of Shas. And he took all the Gemaras and he put them in the order that he made a Masechta on Taras. He made a Masechta on Taras. So he printed a Mamsha, looks like a Gemara. He took the Gemaras from all over, he put them together. So he has the Mishnais and Taras, and then he has Gemaras on them. Then he has in the middle of Pirish, on the outside of Pirish, Mamsha looks like a Gemara. So people tiny that it's not right. People are going to think it is a Gemara. Everything is a quotation, but there is no such Masechta. So they insisted that when he does the second printing, he should put on top of the page Sidri Taras. That was the name that he gave the Sefer. So on the first page, it always said Sidri Taras, and it says that he put together all the Gemara. So in the second edition, he printed on top. The Radzina Rebbe, he's the one, he's the Bala Trelis. He was a big genius. He traveled from Poland, from Radzin to Italy to visit the biggest aquarium that was available at the time. He's going to decide which is the Chalazon, in order to hasten the coming of Mashiach, because the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash have to wear big dekunah with trelis, and if you don't have trelis, then you don't have avodas hakarbonis. So we should try to prepare whatever we can do in advance. So that's what he said. He's doing his share in preparing for the coming of Mashiach. He ascertained what the chalazon is. Okay. And he put out the sefer, the Sidri Taras. So in the Sidri Taras, he quotes, this is all in Taras, by Revi's Damin Ames, Mishnei Mesim. So he quotes Tosfos Kash and they all give the same teretz. That sometimes there's a shiur, different types of shiurim. To use the Ragachav has an expression. Sometimes it's a shiur mitztaref and sometimes it's a shiur nekuda. For example, Rechitza is one of the Chamisha Inuim on Yom Kippur. Achilu Shtir, you're not allowed to eat food. Rechitza Sichon, Yil Sasan, Altash Meshamita, you're not allowed to bathe. So there's a machlokes in Rishonim, whether Rechitza, whether the Chamisha Inuim, are the Raisa, the Rabbana. The Gemara says there's only Koris, one, Kol HaNefesh Shalos Sunim, that's in Tere Seder. Kol HaNefesh Shalos Sunim, and Nichriso, Yechayv Koris for violating Inuim, so the Gemara says the Koris is only for Achilu Shtir. If a person violates Rechitza Sichon, and Sanatash Ramito, there's no Koris. So this leads the Rabbeinu Tam to believe that the Chamisha Inuim are only the Rabbanim. The only thing that that's their right says Achilu Shtiyah, Rechitza Sicha, etc. That's only with the Rabbanim. How can it be that all five are their right and some have Kar, some don't have Kar? And the Rambam seems to disagree with Pharisee. The Rambam is very mashma that all the Chamisha Inuim are their right. And they learn that from the Pasuk that there's only Kar for one who eats and drinks on Yom Kippur. The other Inuim, there's no Kar. So they ask Akasha Taisus on the first daf and the last perik in Yuma, the first seven prokam in Yuma are all about korban, it's all about Seydu Havoid. And the last perik is Halacha Lamaisa, the dinim of Yom Kippur, that in the Geb is Manazad, the Hamisha Inuit. So in the opening Mishnah, the Mishnah has kulas when one is permitted to bathe on Yom Kippur, when one is permitted to wash the body. So they ask Akasha if Rechitza is an Isa deraisa on Yom Kippur, so you should only be mekel if there's a suffix sakana. How can you be mekel otherwise? So the Tosfos Yeshanim on the bottom of the page, on the first Mishnah, in the last parak of Yulim, Tosfos Yeshanim says that the Issa deraisa b'chitzah is only b'chitzah's kolaguf. If you take a shower, you take a bath, the whole body is being bathed. But if you only wash one of your other beraglov, that's only an Issa derabbanan. So that's why there was room to be mekel that the melech can wash his face, and a kala can wash her face. A kala just got married, so she's not to wash her face. This husband shouldn't look at his wife on Yom Kippur. He's going to see she didn't wash her face. She looks awful. So they have certain coolers because the whole, it's not Rechitza's Kol HaGuf. So Achreinim are bothered with Akasha. If Rechitza's Kol HaGuf is an Issa Deraisa, the Rechitza's Mixas Men HaGuf should be Chatzushir Asman HaTor. There's a Din Chatzushir Asman HaTor. So the Achreinim all answer, that's not Chatzushir. Sometimes they have a shir mitztaref, and sometimes they have a shir nekudim. Let's say you're not allowed to eat chazer. So less than a kazais is also chazer. Less than a kazais is also an avela. Less than a kazais is also a basa b'cholov. Except that you have to eat a little more. It's a shir mitztaref. You have to, it accumulates. Eat a little bit, little bit, little bit, till you reach the shir of a kazais. So there it makes sense to say chatzi shir, asmanatar, chazir litztarufa. It's the beginning of the isa. But when you say, you're not allowed to take a bath or a shower on Yom Kippur, they're going to say washing your face as a chatzishir of a bath. No, you can't say he took a shower, he took a bath. Chitzis kol aguf, that's a shir nekuda. If you don't have kol aguf, that's not called bathing. It's a different word. There's certain shiurim that the shir, there's a diun about a mikveh. A mikveh has to have mem. So there's a discussion that Ragat Shava has with gemaras like that. Is that a shir nekuda? If you have less than mem, so you don't have a mikveh. Well, oh no, you have a mikveh. A revius water is a mikveh for tefilas kelim. You need mem so there should be mem should call gufa oila behem. It's a chisayin in the ma'aseh tefilah, but it's not the shir in the shem hamikveh that less than mem so is not called a mikveh. So that seems to be a machlokes hatanan. So that's what all of these achrayim say. When you have a shir nekuda, you can't say chatzis shir asman atar. If it's less than the shear, so you never got off the ground. It can't be chatzir asmanatar. And if you have a shear nekuda, like over here, revias dam habamin ames is a little baby, the tiniest baby needs a revias dam circulating in his blood system to keep him alive. So even though adults need much more than revias dam, if they'll take all the blood and just leave revias, we'll all die. But since for a baby, that's the smallest amount of dam that keeps the baby alive, so that's called nefesh. Revias dam is called nefesh. So if you're going to have a chatzi revias, what's that? It's a chatzi nefesh. It's not chatzi, a chatzi nefesh. You can't say half a revias from one mace, half a revias from another mace. You're neither here nor there. So garnish mit garnish. So that's why Rabbi Kiva, that's why the burden of proof is on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva has to have a pasuk to say that revias dam, habam shnei meisim is also metame. So that's what the Gemara has here. Just again to review. Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that tumor blew, the tumor is inside, the fetus is dead, the doctor says he doesn't have a heartbeat, so the uber is dead. So, if the doctor, or the mialedes, the midwife sticks her hand in and she touches the mace, who is a mace inside, that's the uber, and Rabbi Akiva holds that's metame. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with that pasuk? Rabbi Shmuel holds that tumor blue is not metame, so he says no. And again, b'meis or b'nefesh odom. Meis means the b'sar ha-meis, and nefesh means dam. The dam men ha-meis is metame. Rabbi Kiva learns that from a different pasuk, and he learns from his pasuk even more than Rabbi Shmuel's pasuk. He learns from his pasuk, Rabbi Yizdan Babo Mishnei Meisim is also metame. So that Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Dalet, Amen Aleph, But Tosfos has the yisoid that they needed a pasuk to teach us that revius dam and ames is matam. Without a pasuk, I would have said it's not tamei, because dam is not bichlal basa. So the prima godim is a chibur on Yerideya. The prima godim has a chibur on Arachaim also, where he explains whenever there's anything that doesn't read smoothly in the Mogen Avraham or in the Taz, so he always explains it. He has a lot of comments aloch al maisa, and on Yerideya he has a fantastic. Prima Godim is fantastic. So the Prima Godim has Hanhogas Hashol V'Hanishol. He has a checklist. When a Balabas comes to the rabbi with a Shaila, so he gives you a whole list of questions that the rabbi should ask the Balabas. They cook the kosher food in a treifikli. Was it treifikli ben yomo? Is it ene ben yomo? Are you cooking a dova chorev? So even if it's an ene ben yomo, it'll make a treif. Do you have shishim? Do you not have shishim? He gives you a whole checklist. So he has on his checklist the following. He says, you always need shishim to be mevatel in isim. So if it's an iser fell in min b'she'en aminoi, let's say a little chazah shmaltz fell into a pot of vegetable soup. So it's a different flavor. Chazah shmaltz is shmaltzy, and the vegetable soup has a different flavor. So then the din is that tam kikir is their isa, so you need shishim and atur. And if you're mesupik, if you have shishim or not, you can't tell if you have shishim. So that's a suffix there. I say lechumer. That's in Yeridei. But let's say treife schmaltz fell into kosher schmaltz. It all tastes the same thing. You can't say tam kika that you need shishim and atur. So there min atur, if it's lach balach, there min atur, all you need is raif. If there's slightly more, 51% of the tarubis is kosher schmaltz, and 49% is treife schmaltz. So you say chad betrei is bottle. There's some achren who said that chad betrei means you have twice as much heter as this. So 33% of treifish schmaltz fell into 66% of kosher schmaltz. So then it's chad betrei. We really don't hold like that. We really hold 51% is also called chad betrei. If the roiv of the taruvis is heter and the miut is zisa and it's not nikker, so that's a taruvis and that's the din. If it's mimimina, so it's batel manator b'roiv. You don't need shishim, but with the rabbanon they require you need shishim. Because if it would have been mimishen amina, you would have required shishim and atorah, because it's tam ki ikir. The yisur is nice and tam, the schmaltz is nice and tam, and the vegetable soups, even if it's schmaltz, fell into schmaltz, and it all has the same flavor. And you can't apply tam ki ikir, the nesinas tam prevents it from becoming bottle. There is no nesinas tam, everything has the same flavor. So midi rabbanon de ramachman, that you need shishim. So that's what it says in your day. Whenever the shishim is only midi rabbanon, and you have a suffix, whether you have shishim, you're not sure, so that's suffix the rabbanon lekula. Whenever the need for shishim is min haTorah, so then if you have a suffix, if you have shishim, so it says in Shulchan Aruch that suffix the raisa lechumer. So the Prima Godim has this checklist. So he says, you have to find out, is it mim aminoi? So shishim is only needed midi rabbanon. If it's mim shein aminoi, so the shishim is needed min haTorah. Unless the whole isa that, let's say, the whole isa that fell in is only an isa de rabbanon. The isa that fell in is only an isa de rabbanon. So then, even if it's mim shein aminoi, but it's only treif midi rabbanon. So then the whole need for bittul is only midi rabbanon. So if you have a suffix shishim, then again it'll be lekula. So then the Prima Godim is giving you all the klolim. So he says, what's the din if dam fell into soup? Treif dam fell into soup. So dam, we assume, is an isa deraisa. So dam fell into soup. It's mim shein aminoi. Dam fell into vegetable soup or to chicken soup. So it's mim shein aminoi. It's nice and tam. So you have to have shishim in atur. But if the dam was already dam shebishla, the dam was cooked already. So Gemara has a whole discussion in Menachos, in the second parak in Menachos, that when you zorik dam on the mizbeach, when you bring a korban in the Beis Hamikdash, zorik the dam on the mizbeach, if it's dam shebishloi first, before you zorik on the mizbeach, so you're not yotze. When you do haktoris emurim, also the Gemara said, the emurim have to be raw. If it's mevushal first, then it's not going to be reich nichoyach. When you burn it on the fire, it's not going to burn the same way. It's not going to make the same kind of smoke. It's not going to be the same reich nichoyach as it would have if it wouldn't have been cooked. And it was the same when you menasach yayin on the mizbeach, yayin shebishloi, yayin bevushal is not kosher for nisach hagavim mizbeach. The wine has to be raw wine that was never cooked, and the dam has to be dam shaloi bishloi, and the haktoris emurim has to be emurim shaloi nizbashlo. If nizbashlo before, so then you're not yotze the mitzvah. So the Gemara has a machlekes. The Torah says we're not permitted to drink dam. Ani nisatu lechem ala mizbeach ki adam hu anefesh. The dam keeps the animal alive. The Ben Shalom wants to reserve the dam of karbonis for zrika on the mizbech. So even though we're eating dam from behemas chulim, not eating dam from karbonis, but it says in the chumash we're not allowed to eat dam because it's reserved for zrika on the mizbech. So if the dam would have been mevushel, it would be posel nasa chagam mizbech. He wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah. So the Gemara has a machlekes. Maybe dam shebishla is only in isa derabban. So that's how Ashkenazim pasken like that. Dam shebishla is only derabban. In the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Karo, the mechaber, the svardim always follow the mechaber. So that's a diun by svardish poskim, whether they always follow Rabbi Yosef Karo. Does he hold dam shebishla as deraisa, dam shebishla as derabban? It's a little unclear. But the Rama is clear. There are more paskins for Ashkenaz, and the dam shebishla is only derabban. So the Prima Gordim has the whole klal. So he says, if an Issa falls into a heter, lach balach min b'sheina mino, so that need for shishim is minatur. So you have a sofik shishim, so sofik deraisa l'chumer. If it falls in min b'mino, so the only for shishim is only derabban, so you have a sofik shishim, is sofik derabban l'kula. And if the whole Issa that fell in min b'sheina mino, to begin with, is only dam shebishloi, it's only an Issa derabban to begin with, so then he says that the whole need for shishim is only with the rabban. The isim is only needs some rabban. So if you have the sofik shishim, there will be sofik the rabban lekula. Unless the Pima Gadim says dam shebishloi is the rabbanon, dam shebishloi is the rabbanon mitzad the isa dam. But let's say it's dam from a treifa, an animal is a treifa. So not only is the bizar habehema treifa, the dam that comes out is also a treifa. Let's say you have a cow that has a broken leg in such a way that the cow is a treifa, and then you milk the cow. So we have a pasuk that says in Chumash, bas hayana, you're not allowed to eat bas hayana. So what do you mean? Only the female ostrich, the male ostrich is kosher, the min of an ostrich is a min tum, it's not a kosher bird. So the Gemara says in Eva Treifas in the third paragraph of Chumash, bas hayana is referring to the beitzas oif tome. Not only are you not allowed to eat an eagle, you're not allowed to eat an ostrich, a non-kosher bird, you're not allowed to eat a yotze min ha-tame is also tame. The beitzas oif tame is also osir, and cholav, milk from a chazir is osir, milk from a camel is osir, and milk from a behemah tame is osir, milk from a treifa is osir, a yotze min ha-tame is tame. So if you have, let's say, an animal is a treifa, has a broken leg is a treifa, so even if you shechted, you can't eat the basar, that's bisar ha-treifa, and the milk that it produces is yotzim and hatomei tomei. The milk is produced from the live animal, which is a treifa. So the dam that's developed by the live animal is also asa. Just like the milk is yotzim and hatomei tomei, it's godel b'isa, the milk developed in the behema tomei, or in the behema treifa. So the dam also said, not going to help you, you're going to cook the dam. Dam shadvishla takes off the isa dam, because the isa dam is totally in aninis atav lechem ala mizbech lechaper. So dam shadvishla is no good for zvika ala mizbech, for karbonas. So there's no karis, there's no isa deraisa to eat it. But if it's dam from a behemah tameya, a dam from a behemah treifa, that's yotze min ha'asar asa, so it doesn't help. If you cook it, it remains in zalbi isa. So then the Prima Gadim distinguishes, and he says, by medvam amurim, that's if it's dam from a treifa. What if it's dam from an avela? You have a regular animal, nishken treifa, and it's producing dam, it's producing milk, so until the moment that it dies, it's a behemah toira, everything is fine. Then you slipped when you did the shechita, you did a poor job and you made it into an avela. So it's not producing any more milk or any dam after it's dead already. After it's dead, not producing. So any dam that it has was gadol beheter. It wasn't gadol beis. If you have milk from a behemah treifa, it was a treifa mechayim. Or if you have milk from a behemah tmeya, or you have dam from a behemah tmeya, that was gadol beis. That was developed in the treifa animal, in the behemah tmeya mechayim. But if you have dam from a behema nevela, a nivlas behema, so kol zman it's alive, it's kosher, so it's yotze min ha-tahar, that they wouldn't have a problem. It'll have an isa dam, but if it's mevushal, so that takes off the isa deraisa of dam. But it won't take off if you have dam shebishal, only takes off the isa dam, doesn't take off the isa tmeya, or the isa of treifa. But if it's a dam from a nevela, then there is no iser of gadol be iser, and dam is, Taisa says dam is not bechlal basar. So the Prima Gadim has this discussion on his checklist. He has this that since the whole dam shebishla is only the rabbanon over there, so if you have a sofik shishim it'll be mukta. So they tell such a story about Rab Chaim that a shaila came up. They say that Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, there was a machloikis whether the Rab Chaim belonged to the Aguda a little bit in the beginning. Then he then he stopped attending. He just went to the first conference and then he stopped coming. So he's still connected with Agudah. So they had a ganz machlokes whether the Agudah should sponsor a newspaper or not. So Rav Lezer tells the Hillel they have to have a newspaper in order to be mefarsim their hashkafas. Rav Chaim felt you're going to have a newspaper, it's going to be full of Lashon Hara. As we all know, every English, Hebrew, all the newspapers, they have Lashon Hara, Hatzah Shemra, they have all kinds of Bava Maisis in the newspapers, always attack people. So Rav Chaim didn't invite, when he married off one of his children, I never heard which one of the children, when he had a chasana, so he didn't invite Rav Lezer Telza because he was in the middle of a machlekes with him about the politics and the other, whether he should have a newspaper or not. So Rav Lezer Telza showed up uninvited to the wedding, and he wishes mazel tov to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and he said, I understand you didn't send me an invitation because I live in Telz, and it's not shaykh that I'll come to the wedding. And the Rambam says, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, you're not supposed to invite someone to eat by you if you know in advance that he can't come anyway, because it's Ganeva's Das. You fool him into believing that you want him to come. So you don't send an invitation to someone if you know he's not going to come anyway, because he lives so far away. But it happened to be in the neighborhood. It's not true. Rav Lezer tells it happened to be in the neighborhood. So he came anyway uninvited. So Rav Chaim loved him very much. He just had a machlekes in the politics, whether they should print a newspaper or not. He loved him, and he thought that was very nice on his part, that a good friend comes uninvited to the Simchas. So his Mechabed, Rav Lezer tells it to be Mesad HaKiddushim by one of his children's weddings. So then he, Rav Lezer Telza, came back to Telza after the wedding was over, and he told them over, they used to make fun of each other's Derech HaLimud. The Briska made fun of the way they learn in Telza, and the Telza made fun of the way they learn in Brisk. So he came back to Telza, and he said they should stop making fun, because Briska Rav really knows, Briska Rav was Rav Chaim. So the Briska Rav really knows how to learn. A Shaila came up, Halacha L'maisa, and based on his learning, he paskin correctly. So what was the Shaila? So the Talmid Chacham said, tell us the Shaila and we'll tell you what the correct answer is. So he told them over the Shaila. They didn't have a caterer. So every balabas, they cooked, like my father told me, by my bris. So by my bris, each balabas, they cooked a little fish and baked a couple of cakes and made drinks and shayna, and everybody put everything together. That was the bris. That's what it used to be years ago. I'm from the Friede Gaderis. Now everybody has a caterer. By all the brisim. So by the chasanas it was like that. So one balabasta was cooking chicken. She was cooking chicken. And then she had a flesh, whatever the story was. And then she had in the kitchen, she had a Yiddish dienst, the Yiddish maid helping out in the house. And on the side in the kitchen, they had on the table a piece of treif meat that we're going to feed to the cat, or feed to the dog. I don't know. Cats eat meat. I don't even know. They were going to feed it to an animal. But it was treif, it wasn't kosher. So the balabasta was cooking. She left that piece of flesh out. And then she comes in a few minutes later. She sees that the piece of flesh disappeared. So she asked the maid, what happened to the piece of flesh? So she said she threw it into the pot. Everything should be cooked together. So she said, no, that's treif. That doesn't belong in the pot. So she took it out. She knew which one it was. It was smaller than the other. She took it out. And she fed it. She waited till it cooled off a little bit. And then she gave it to the dog or the cat, whatever it was, and they ate it up. Then they realized that Shaila, because it was cooking, it was burning hot, it was cooking on the fire. And you have to have shishim in the kosher flesh against the treifa flesh. They'll never be able to figure out whether they have shishim or not. She already gave it to the cat to eat, and it's gone. No way to measure the shishim. So that was the Shaila. Are you allowed to eat the rest of the flesh in the pot? So the Rabbanim from Tel said, okay, give us a chance, we'll figure out what the psak is. So they said, Mistame, the flesh and flesh is min b'minai. So the whole need for shishim is only mid the Rabbanon. You only need shishim in Atar if it's min b'shena min. You only need shishim mid Rabbanon. So it's a suffix shishim. So suffix the Rabbanon l'kulam. So Rav Lezer tells us, said, is that all? So they said, okay, give us a chance, we'll think some more. So they thought some more, they said, Mistame, the tray for flesh, they didn't salt it. You only salt the flesh that you're going to eat. Because the human beings are not allowed to eat, and are not allowed to eat the dam. The cat can eat dam, so they never salted that flesh. So the dam that got misarev in the pot of the flesh, that's already mimshenemina. So mimshenemina, you need shishim and atayra. So it's a safik deraisa. They didn't know whether they had shishim. You have to measure keneged kula. You don't know how much dam there is. So in your day, they quote from the Gemara, you have to measure shishim. Consider it as if the whole piece of flesh is full of dam, fully full of dam. So it's a Sofik deraisa, so Sofik deraisa l'chumra. So Rav Leizer tells us, said, is that all? So he said, well, think some more. Oh, it's dam shebishla, because it's cooked already. So dam shebishla is vayta derabanan. So since the worst it could be is dam shebishla derabanan, as far as the flesh is concerned, it's mimimina, so the whole need for shishim is only with derabanan. So safik shishim, safik derabanan lukul. As far as the dam is concerned, true, it's mimishenimina, but it's dam shebishla, the whole isa is only with derabanan. So safik shishim would be mutter. So the Rav Leizer tells us, said, is that all? So they're thinking, and said, that is all. So he said, that's why the Brisker Rav had a pasuk in the Shana. Rav Chaim had a pasuk in the Shana. Rav Chaim said that dam shebishla is the rabbanon. It takes off the isa dam, but it's a behemah treifa. So it has an isa treifa on the dam. So that doesn't go off. If you cook a piece of treifa flesh, it becomes mutter. It's only a din of dam shebishla because it's not royal zrika al gabi hamizbeach. And the pasuk says the prohibition of dam is ki adam hu anefesh v'ani nesata lechem al hamizbeach lechaper. But on treif, if you cook it, it remains awesome. So that's what he said. Then Daphne Zayn Brisker, Rav Chaim said that dam shebish only takes off the yisad dam, doesn't take off the yisad treif. So the Rabbanim and Tel said, wait a minute, but that Tosfos in Sanhedrin Dav Dalet proves the maskana finally is that dam is not bechlal basar. So there is no yisad treif on the dam. There's only an yisad dam. There's no yisad treif. So he said that's what the Rabbanim and Brisk challenged Rav Chaim. When he said his psak, so Rav Chaim said wrong. Tosfos is talking about dam from a nevela. Tosfos be fair, he's not talking about dam from a treifa. So in a nevela, it's only going to be also because if dam is bichlal basa. So not only is there an isa nevela on the basa, there should be an isa nevela on the dam as well. So Tosfos proves from the Gemara is that dam is not included in basa. But here the animal was a treifa, wasn't a nevela. After they shechted it, they realized that it had a hole in the lung, or a broken leg or something. So since it's a treifa, so while the animal was alive, it was producing the dam. So that's yotzim and ha'asar asar. That was the big psak of Rav Chaim. So the truth of the matter, the whole thing is in the checklist of the Prima Gadim. The whole grace of gedula that Rav Leizer tells us was only spoiled from the psak of Rav Chaim. Neither of them learned Yeridah. In Yeridah, when you learn Yeridah, the Prima Gadim has the hanhogas hashal v'hanishal. And it gives you the whole checklist that you're supposed to ask all these questions. So these are part of the question. Was it mim amina? Was it mim shen amina? Shishim deraisa derabban? Dam shebishla? Is it behema? Was it treifa? Was it nevela? Everything is on the Prima Gadim's list. So I don't understand what the whole niflois of the story was. It's every student who learns Yeridah has to go through this whole checklist that says that those are the questions that you're supposed to ask. Anyway, the whole story is based on this din in the Gemara, that all the Tanaim agree, Rabbi Kira, Rabbi Shmuel, they hold that you need a separate pasuk to tell you that Revi is dam, min ha-meis is metame. I wouldn't say it on my own, because dam is not bechlal basa, b'sar ha-meis is metame. I need a separate pasuk of nafshes meis. And then there's a machlekes, the word al kol nafshes meis al yava, there's a kriya ksiv. The kriya is nafshos, but the ksiv is chasavav, nafshas. This is quotes from the Gemara. The little taste of shtena foshes v'shirecha, Rabbi Shmuel Sara, yeshem lama sara, so nafshas ksiv, as it says in Sanhedrin Dav Dalet. So that's the machlekes, where the revi is dam, haba mishnei meisim, is mitztaref or not. And the Tosfos, and the Achrayim answer Tosis Kasha, Tosis in Sanhedrin, Esther Kasha, why do you need a pasuk to teach me the din that Rabbi Kiva's din? The Revi is Dam Haba Mishnah Mason is Metame, shouldn't I have said it on my own? Because it's Shmasem Shavim and Shirem Shavim. It's the din Revi is Menames and the Shir is Revi. So what's the difference? One Mason or two Mason? So that's what the Achrayim say, no. Over here, it's a Shir Nekuda. When you reach a Revi, it's not a Shir Mitztaref. You need a shear of revius, that's the amount of dam that's needed to keep a baby alive. The tiniest human being needs a revius dam. So once you reach the shear revius, then it's called a nefesh. Less than a revius, not called a chatzi shear of a nefesh. Wouldn't be chatzi shear asim and atur. It's not shach to say, it's not a chatzi shear. It's like a shear nekuda here. Okay. This is a famous gemara. Yeah. The next Mishnah is continuing back. We're getting back to Yeridah. We have to get back to Yeridah. The Perek is supposed to be talking about Ben Pekur. So far they had all these side topics. We're going to get back to Ben Pekur. So we learned in the first sugya, if you shecht a behema and there's an uber inside, so the shechita is chal not only in the mother, the shechita is chal on the uber. What if the uber sticks out a limb? So the shechita is chal on the whole uber that's inside the mother's rechem, and the part that's sticking out is osur. Where does it say that in Chumash? So the Gemara says it's based on the pasuk ubasa basada treifa loisachel. Here the Gemara repeats it again on ayin gimel on the base. We had it already in the beginning of the parak. The Gemara has it here four lines from the bottom. And I'm gimel on the base, then they quote the pasuk from Shmos chapter 5 base, ubasa basada treifa loisachel. So a treifa is only osur if it's basada. What if it's ba'ir? What if it's babayis? It's not osur. So why does it say basada? So basada has the connotation, treifa means if the animal is a treifa. That we know. If it has simone treifa, and that's the whole perik el treifas. When is the animal considered treifa? Which broken limbs, which missing limbs make the animal into a treifa? Then there's another part, basada. Basa basada lo sachelu. Kimish yotza basa chutzlim chitzosa. If the flesh went out of the location where it should have been, it's out. So kachim are supposed to be eaten in the azar. So if you take it out of the azar, even if you bring it back in, it's a very nipsal biyotze. How do you know nipsal biyotze? Because it's basada. Kimish yotza basa chutzlim chitzosa. Kachim kalim is nechal b'chol hoir. No hoir atika. So if you take it out, you can't eat it out. And even if you brought it back in, it's a very nipsal biyotze. Then also included in basada, kimish yotza basa chutzlim chitzosa would be the uber inside the mother's body. So if you shech the mother, the shechita is chal on the uber that's inside, but the limb that's sticking out, that's chutzlim chitzosa. So that you're not allowed to eat. Also included, the Gemara has is, let's say you have an animal, a kosher animal, and you shecht it, so the shechita is mata. So it has a broken leg. So if the leg is broken in one certain location, the whole animal is a treifas. You can't eat any of the flesh. If the leg is broken in a different location, so the whole animal is kosher, but from the break on till the end of the limb, you're not allowed to eat that. Or if you have, let's say, a toe of the animal or a limb of the animal, that's really, there's no more blood circulation. It's just held on, limping along. It's held on with the skin on the outside. So that's what the Gemara has, the comment on the bottom of Ein Gimel and base. Eiver v'basa hamadul dolim. It's hanging on the behema b'chai v'yofu shchotam, ishech the behema. And you have a limb that's hanging on, but it no longer has any blood circulation. So you're allowed to eat. So sometimes if it's broken in the wrong place, the whole animal will be a treif. Other times it will not affect the kashrus of the rest of the animal, but this limb will have an isa treif. So that's what the Gemara says. It has a din of a treif. So what's the din if you shecht the treif? So if you shecht a behemoth, tmeo, I shecht an elephant, or I shecht a horse, or I shecht a donkey, so the shechita is not chal. So it's the same as if it would have died a natural death. It's an avela. It's metame b'maga m'masa. The Shemana Shortzim Hamur Matayra, the Chumash lists off the eight rodents that are metame b'mosam. If they're dead, if they're alive, they're not metame. If they're dead, they're metame. So that's only metame b'maga, only if you touched it. If you're wearing gloves, let's say a mouse, a dead mouse. So you don't pick up the dead mouse. You pick up the mouse trap and you throw it in the garbage. So it's not metame b'masa, and usually you don't touch the mouse. So it's not metame. If you have meat in the AMP, that's nivlas be'ema, that didn't have shechitas, and nivlas be'ema, even if it's in a package, and there's no maga, but there's masa, so it's metame b'masa. If it has a kazai, certainly has a kazai in the package. And a mesodam, a human being, is metame not only b'maga, not only b'masa, it's even metame b'ohel. Even if you're not touching it, if you're under the same roof, it's also metame. So here's the shaila. I shecht the mother, and then most of the uber is inside. If yatzah rosha, yatzah ruba, so the whole uber is considered yolot, so the whole shechita is not chal on the uber. So the only limb is stuck out, not yatzah rosha, not yatzah ruba. But that limb that's stuck out, the shechita is not chal on that. Why? That's included in the pasuk. Basa basada treifa lo sechel. Basada has the connotation, kimish yatzah basa chutzlam chitzasai, so tzasa. So that's compared to treifa. So if you shecht the treifa, the shechita is metarmin dein avel. Shechita is chal. If you shecht the behem a tmeo, you shecht an elephant, or you shecht a horse, or a donkey, the shechita is not chal. And it's metame like a regular veila. But if you shecht the treifa, so the shechita is metame dein veila. In fact, let's say you know in advance that the animal is a treifa, and you want to shecht it. So Rashi's opinion in the Tshuvas, Rashi holds that you recite a bach, Hashem Kedoshana b'mitzvos v'tzivano, ala shechita, because the shechita is chal. You're not going to be able to eat it. Shechita's treifa is not mata b'achila, but it's metam dein avela. So since the shechita is chal, so Rashi also said, "Bruch, we don't accept that opinion in Yerideya. Yerideya in Simon Yutes, I think, is the Simon in Babichas HaShechita. So it says, whenever you know in advance that there's a shaila, whether the animal is a trade, let's say the animal fell down a flight of stairs. And it's a suffix, maybe the ribs made holes in the lungs when it was rolling down the stairs. So you don't know in advance, you can't shecht it. You can't tell. You can't tell in advance. So since it's a suffix, well, it's a trefer, so you shecht it, b'li brocha. And then there are more paskins, you should be boidek after you do the shechita, you check. So if it turns out that it's a ksheira, then you say the brocha later on. Then there's a long shach there, machloikas, the Rambam, and there is a ruah. Is that correct? You're supposed to always recite a bracha ovelos yasim immediately prior to performing a mitzvah. What if a person did the mitzvah? Let's say put on the talis and tefillin before the zman. There's an earlier zman, mishakas chaveroi. You shouldn't say the bracha on the talis and tefillin earlier than, let's say, 35, 40 minutes before sunrise. That's Rav Moshe holds in New York. Mishakas chaver berichuk dalarav. That's a gemara brachas davtesam at base. You shouldn't say the bracha on the talis and tefillin before Mashiach is chaver. So a lot of times the minyan starts before. So you put on talis and tefillin without a bracha, then you say the bracha later. So let's say the fella up gedaven the ganze davening, and then he takes off the talis and tefillin. After he takes it off, he's rolling up the tefillin. He realizes he forgot to say a bracha. So can you say the bracha la'achar asiyos? So the Rambam says no. Mashenase kvanase fafan. You only say a bracha oivel asiyosim in advance, or if you're still wearing the talis and tefillin. So you say, it's Rav Elasi Asim for the next few minutes. Are you going to continue to wear the talis and tefillin? But if you took it off and then you realize that you forgot to say the bracha, so the Rambam paskins, Mashanasa, Kvanasa, Farfang, you can't say a bracha. And the Ozarua says not so. The Ozarua has a Mishnah in Psochim. He claims as a Haychocha from a Mishnah that, but yeah, if you didn't say the bracha, Rav Elasi Asim, you can say the bracha after. So this Ramah, there's a long shach over there. In Simeon test, this Ramah sounds like he's paskining like the Ozarua. He says, if you're going to shecht an animal, knowing in advance that it may or may not be a trefor, robe hemisakshiris, so you say a bracha because it's probably going to be kosher. What if you know in advance that there's a shayla? So the Ramah says, not like that shuvas Rashi, you should not say a bracha. You don't say a bracha if you know that you're shechting a trefor, and if you have a latest asafik before, because it fell down a flight of stairs, a latest asafik, maybe it's a trefor, so your first boidek for a trefis. And then when you see it does not trefus, then you say the bracha. So it sounds like it's paskin like the Ozarua. That b'di'evit you can say the bracha. L'achar asiyos. That's all discussion. Is that really so? Or maybe the Rambam said it even according to the Rambam. Okay. So that's a discussion in the Mefarshim on the daf over there. So the so we paskin, when you shech the trefa, the shechita is not matah b'achila, but the shechita is metar m'dein avela. So this uber who's inside the ben pekuah is inside the mother's rechem, he sticks out an aver. So that aver is dinu ketrefa. That's learned out from the pasuk of basa basa. There the word basa means kimish yasa batsa chutz mchitzasa. So basa basa the trefa has the same din as a trefa. So just like when you shech the trefa, the shechita is metar m'dein avela. So you should say the same over here. And shechting the mother, the uber, the part of the uber that's inside, Rosh of Uber is inside the rechem. So the part of the uber that's inside is nita b'shechita sima. The part of the uber that's outside is usser, but it's not more usser than a trefa. And a trefa, shechita's trefa, is metar medein avela. So the part outside should be usser b'achila, but it should not have an isa nevela on it. So that's a machlekes satanoin. That's this mishnah, machlekes a meir and a chachamim. So we pass them like the chachamim. That it's the eva that's yotzo has a din like a trefa, and shechita is chal on a trefa. Rameya holds no. Let's see, behema hamakasha lele, the mother is having, the cow is having a difficult labor. Isha hamakasha means a difficult labor. V'hotzi uber is yodai, and there's a limb that stuck out, so the limb is going to be yotzo. We paskin, there was machlekes on the first daf in the perek. What if the uber pulls the limb back in before the shoychet shechts the mother? Mm-hmm. Do you say if he pulls it, the uber pulls the limb back in, it should be mutter? We paskin, no, that it's also. But there was an opinion that it's mutter. So here the Mishnah says, v'chatacha, he cuts off that limb, because even if the uber is going to bring it back in, it's going to be also anyway. So he cut it off already. So when you cut off a limb, that's an ev menachai. Ev menachai is mentame like a mace. Ev menachai by human being, and ev menachai by behemoth. To whatever extent the mace is matame, a human being is matame b'maga b'masa b'ohel, a dead person you call a mace, a dead baby you call an avela. If you didn't like the guy, so you call him an avela. Okay, but if he didn't, a mace atom is called a mace, and a dead behemoth that didn't have a shechita is called an avela. So So to whatever extent the mace is matam, adam is matam b'magam b'masa b'ohol. So that if they cut off an arm, this is one eva, this is one eva, this you have to have. Every time there's a bone, you have to have basa gidden v'etzem, that's called an eva. So and every finger, there are three evarim. That's how you get the ramach evarim. The leg is one eva because it's one long bone. But these are tiny here. This is a tiny eva over here. So if they had to cut off eva menachai, so that's metame b'maga memasa ba'ohel, like a mace. Gemara learns that the last perik, next to the last perik, perik harba right, they learn that from sukkah. So the same thing by an animal. A dead animal, a nivlas b'im is metame b'maga memasa, not metame boil. So eva menachai of a dead animal is also metame b'maga memasa. So that's the shaila here. The uber stretched out the leg, so the farmer knows that that leg is going to be usher, even if it's going to, the uber is going to pull it back in. That's how he passes. So he cuts off the leg. You should know the leg is usher. So now the shaila is, the leg was cut off, it has a din of eva menachai, and it's touching the animal, it's touching the uber, it's touching the animal. So is it metame the animal? So the answer is no, live animals are not mekabel tuma. Human beings, Jewish people are mekabel tuma. Nochem are not mekabel tuma. Only human beings, Jewish people are mekabel tuma. Live animals are not mekabel tuma. Once the animal is dead, so then it's mekabel tuma as oichlim, if it's roi lachila. So if it's a kosher flesh, so even Jews can eat it, roi lachila. If it's trefa flesh, goyim can eat it. If it's only Michael Behemah, if it's only a dead animal, only Behemah, it's not Reil Achila Sodom, only Reil Achila is Behemah, so the Michael Behemah is not Mekabel Tumah. Oichel Mamashkim is only Mekabel Tumah if it's Reil Achila Sodom. It's only Reil Achila, let's say, hay. The horses eat hay, so you don't say hay is Mekabel Tumah. Hay is only Reil Achila is Behemah, it's not Reil Achila Sodom. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. Hotzur Bes Yodai, the Ben Pekur sticks out its arm. He cuts off the limb. So when he cuts off the limb, it's an Eiv Menachai. And Eiv Menachai is metami like a mace. It's metami b'maga memasa. So this Eiv Menachai, he wasn't careful. After he cuts it off, it's touching the mother and it's touching the uber, mother cow, touching the uber. But the uber is part of the mother and the mother is still alive. So a live animal is not mekabel tum. Only a live Jewish person is mekabel tum. So that's easy enough. Because the uber is part of the mother. Mother's alive. Live animals are not mekabel tuma. What if I kept shochet asim b'chakach atocha? He shechts the mother and the limb is sticking out. So the shechita is only chal on the mother and the uber that's inside, because rosh of uber is still inside. And the limb that's sticking out, the shechita is not chal on that. Shechita is not chal on that la'ate b'achila. That maybe it's dina kitreifa, because that's the pasuk basa basa the treifa. Kibish yotzeh uchutzlim b'chitzosu, so the limb of the uber that's sticking out, uchutzlim b'chitzosu, should have a din like a treifa. So what's the din if he shech the treifa? So shchitas treifa is metaher midein avela. So that's the machlekes hatara. Shochet asima v'chakach hatocha. So now the mother is shaykh to be mekabel tuma. The mother, I shechted the mother. The mother is a flesh. Is mekabel tuma like oichlim, and the uber is also the shechita and the mother is chal on the uber, so the uber is also a royal mekabel tuma. And let's say this limb that was cut off after I shechted the mother, the limb that's cut off, I touched the mother and I touched. We're going to have to discuss it. I touched that limb is mentame b'maga memasa. That's the shaila. Is it a nevela or is it a trefe? What's the din? So the first Tana Rav Meir holds. Habasar maga neveva, the mother cow in the uber are flesh, roi lachilas adam, so they can be mekabel tuma. So because they're touching the limb and the limb is an eiv menachai, so it's metame b'maga uber masa. Yeah, why should it be nevela? But the eiv hayotze is learned out from the pasuk basa basa the trefa, so it should be dinikin trefa, not dinikin nevela. Rav Meir holds that shchita oisa nipul. That's the loshen the Gemara is going to have. Shchita oisa nipul. When you shech the mother, since the shchita is not chal on the Eber HaYotzei, so the shchita is not chal at all. The Eber HaYotzei, true, it's learned the whole prohibition of the Eber HaYotzei is derived from that pasuk basa basa trefa lo sachelu. Kimet shiasa basa chutzim chitzasai. But I consider as if the shchita is only chal on the mother and the chelak uber that's inside. Chelak uber that's outside, the shchita is not chal at all. So the shchita is not chal at all. So it's a nevela. The animal is dead because the mother is dead. So the uber inside, the chelik uber inside is tohar, but the chelik uber outside that you cut off is dinik and nevela. So if it's still, if the chelik of the aver sheyotza is touching the mother, touching the uber inside, so then it'll be magen aveli. No, magen treifa shchuta. The chacham said, no, it's dina ketreifa. So shchita's treifa is matam dein aveli. So true, the shchita on the mother is not chal on the aver hayotze with respect to heter achila, but it is chal with respect to that it doesn't have any tumor. It doesn't have any tumor. So what kind of a lashon is this? The basar is maga treifa shchuta. Treifa shchuta is not metame. Shchita's treifa is metame. That's why Rashi also even say a bracha when the chef, you know, in advance that it's a treifa. We don't paskin like the Rashi, but the din everyone agrees to that if he shechta behemoth tameo, so the shchita is not chal. He shechta horse, he shechta donkey, the shchita is not chal. So it's an avela. But if you shecht the behemoth that's a kosher min tar, but it's a treifa, so shchita's treifa is metam de avela.
You can have anoth from the treifa.
You can always have anoth from a treifa. Treifa is only osa b'achilim muta b'anoth. So Rashi explains the Gemara. So Rashi writes over here, it's mid the rabbanan. Min atarid, the last two lines. Habi ke treifa shchuta sheinim metam min atarid, kenim b'farash b'ozalele mid the rabbanan b'imug doshim. It's a chumim mid the rabban. Min atarid, there is in toa zazach. The shecht the treifa, the shchita is metam de avela. But in Kotshim, they had all kinds of milas and chumers, in the area of Tumah V'Tara especially. So this is one of the chumers, that Maga Treifa Shchuta, when you shecht the Treifa, it has, still has Tumah M'Derabbanan. When you shecht Chulin and it's a Treifa, it's not Tumah at all. When you shecht, when you get to Kotshim, we're Machmer, that Shchita's Treifa is still Tumah. So the limb, the Eva Hayotze, is referred to in the Chumash as a Treifa. I treat it like a treifa. So the shchita is not mitahir. Shchita is not chal on the Eber HaYotzei midirabbanan with respect to kachim. Okay, achumra. The Gemara is going to explain. Rashi just quoting from the Gemara. Yeah. So that's what the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir. So they say, Ma matzim, just like we find our halacha, this is given, yodua. The treifa, shchitas mitaharosa. If you shecht an animal knowing in advance that it's a treifa, shecht an animal that's a horse or a donkey or an elephant, so the shechita is not chal. But if you shecht a kosher animal that's a treifa, I know it has a broken leg in such a way the whole animal is a treifa. So the shechita is chal l'tarim dein avel. So just like mamat sina, just like treifa, shechitas matarosa, ab shechitas behema when you shecht the mother, the tyrus a aver, because the aver is dinik to treifa. The pasuk says, basa basada. If it's yotzel chutz l'mechisos, it's treifa lo sechela. It has the same din like a treifa. The shchita is chal on a treifa and a tarmid dein avel. So that's what they argue with Reb Meir. Meir says no, that the eva sheyotzel is dinik in avela min atoira. Nachamim say no, it's only dinik in treifa. Omer lehem Reb Meir, no, there's no tzushtel. How can you say that the shchita on the mother is chal on eva hayotzel? The shchita is chal on eva hayotzel. It should be muta b'achilo. The shchita on the mother is chal on the uber inside. That's what we call ben pekuah. So the shchita is chal on the chelik uber inside to be mata b'achila, even if the uber is dead already. Shchita is chal to be mata b'achila. If the shchita would be chal on eva hayotzei, so it should be muta b'achila. The answer is that's a pasuk basada. If it's yotzuchut from tzosa, so the shchita is not chal. So if it's not chal to be mata b'achila, it shouldn't be chal to be matam and then veila. Amalem rab me'aloi, no tzushtel. Im ti'aro shchita's treifa oisa. If you shecht an animal that's a treifa, you're shechting this animal. So shchita's treifa is chal, and it's matam and then veila. Im ti'aro shchita's treifa oisa. There's no tumas. Nevela on the treifa, that's dobish gufa. The shchita is chal on the treifa itself. I shechted the animal that's a treifa. Oh, but the tyrus are either. The shchita on the mother should be chal on the eva, dobish eno gufa. How can it be? It can't be chal. If it would be chal on the eva yotze, it should be chal to be mata bachila also. The pasuk tells you yotze chutzlum chitzos, so it's not chal. Then the Mishnah says, and how do you know preitan menayin letreif hishchitos mataharosa? And how do you know that din itself, that if you shecht an animal that you know in advance that it's a treifa, how do you know that the shchita is matar medein avel? So the Mishnah asks, maybe it should be the same as shechting a horse or a donkey. So they raise the question, beimet mei asur b'achila, ap treifa asur b'achila, ma beimet mei ein shchitos mataharosa? If you shecht the donkey, you shecht a horse, or an elephant, or a chazer, the shchita is not mitarmide, it's not chal. Av treifa lo tarein a shchita, if you shecht an animal, you shecht a cow, but I know in advance that it's a treifa. Maybe I should say shchita is simply not chal at all. It's not true. We know it's not true. A nevela has an isa nevela also bachila, and has tumas nevela. A treifa has an isa treifa, but it doesn't have tumah. The din is that it's not tummy. So the Mishnah says, "Lo, no tzushta, not the same." And mamarta bevehem b'tameyo. If you have, you're talking about a horse or a donkey or a chazer shalohaisa lo shasa kasha. From day number one when it was born, it wasn't muta bachila of behemet me. Or betoima betreifa is not the same. Shalosa lo shasa kasha. When the animal was born, it was a healthy animal that lent itself to shechita. The only thing is, later in life, it fell down a flight of stairs. And it fell into a ditch or something, and it developed a hole in a lung, or that broke a leg or something like that. That was later in life. So since when it was born, it lent itself to shechita. So even after it becomes a treifa, and the shechita won't be mata b'achila, but the shechita will be mitahe midei nevel. So then the Mishnah says, all right, you only proved one kind of a treifa. If it was born and it didn't have treifas, when it was born it was not a treifa, later in life it fell, and it got into an accident and became a treifa, so hoysa lo shasa kosher, then shechita of the treifa is mitahe midei nevel. Tulucha masha hebeso. I'll only give in to what you just established. What if it was became a treifa later in life? Well, what's the generation? No, the treifa men abetin. What it was born from day number one, it was born a treifa. An animal is born with a missing a leg, so it's also a treifa. It was born min arechem, and when it came out of the mother's body, it's already a treifa. Minayin, how do you know in that case that the shechitas ha-treifa is mitam dein avel? Maybe there shechitas ha-treifa should be the same shechitas behemet tmeya. Just like shechitas natchal on a horse and a donkey, maybe it's natchal on a treifa, should know them in a bet and treifa. So the Mishnah says, vayta loy, it's not tzushta. The mamayta be behemet tmeya, if you're talking about shechting a donkey or a horse or a chazer, shekei neim emina shechita. It belongs to a min, it belongs to a whole class of animals, all the donkeys and all the horses, are not nitfas and shechita. Time betreifa, if it's a cow, it was born with a broken leg, but a cow is basically the same as the other cows. So all cows lend themselves to full shechita, shechita to be mata b'achila. So even though that doesn't work by the treifa, if you shech the treifa, it's not muta b'achila, but since it belongs to the same family of cows, a min behema taira, all the other cows do lend themselves to shechita legamri, even to be mata b'achila. Even though shechita's treifa is not mata b'achila, but it is a shechita to be mitame dein avel. So that's given. So that they all agree. Rabbi Menachem, they all agree to that. They all agree shechita on a treifa is not mata b'achila, but it's mitame dein avel. And they all agree there is a chumri midrabbanan. They all I don't remember the gemara. We have to say. Rab Meir at least told. Meir holds that there's a chumri midrabban. When you shech the treifa, it's metame midrabbanan by kochim. Rab Meir's chumri. Rab Meir's chumri. But over here, now that they both agree. Yeah, they both agree to that. If you have an animal that's a treifa and you shech it, so min atori the shechita is metame de nevela midrabbanan, it has tumah with respect to if it touches kochim. Maga treifa shchuta, it'll be mitam kachim. That they all agree. But over here in this case, when you have the uba b'shotzi yoda chutz lerechem imo, so Ramei has this argument. How can it be if the shchit on the mother is not chal on the eva hayotze with respect to the mata b'achila? Because kimish yotze basu chutz l'mchitzos and esar. So how can you say the shchit on the mother is chal on the uba with respect to the mitam midei nevel? So that Ramei holds that's called shchit oisa nipo. When you shech the mother, the eva hayotze is considered as if it was detached from the animal. The shechita is not chal on the eva hayotze at all. And the chachamim say no. The eva hayotze is dinik treifa, so shechita's treifa is metam dein avela min atoira, and it has a tumah midrabban. Fine. So now the Gemara is bothered with a kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the second case, the first case in the Mishnah was, you have the pregnant cow, and you have the eva hayotze, and the farmer cuts off the eva hayotze right away because he doesn't want, even if the uber is going to pull it back in, the eva hayotze is going to be usher. That's how we paskin. So he cuts it off, not to have any shilas later on. He cuts it off. So after he cuts it off, that's an eva menachai. He cut off an eva menachai. So eva menachai is metame like a mace. But the animal is the behemoth, the cow is alive, and the uber is part of the mother. So a live animal is not mekabel tum. If the animal is dead, that's why lachilas adam. So then it's mekabel tum v'toros oichlem. But while it's alive, a live animal is not mekabel tum. So that's how the Mishnah starts off. If he cuts it off while the cow was alive, habasa tohar, because live animals are not mekabel tumah. But if shachet asim v'chakach hatochah, if he shechts the mother, now the mother is flesh. So the mother is royal kabel tumah. And the uber is also the shechita b'schal and the uber, so it's royal kabel tumah. And then he cuts off the limb. So the limb, if the limb has a din of an eid marachai, after he cut it off, then it's metamei, the uber inside, the maga. So the Gemara says, what kind of maga? Here. Let's say this is the uber inside. Here's the end of the rechem. This part of the uber is in the rechem. This part is out of the rechem. I have a knife and I cut it off. So when I cut off, when I cut off, where is it touching? It's not an eid menachai until after it's cut off. Kol zman is still attached. It's not yet an eid menachai. If the whole uber will come out, there won't be any tumah. It's only tumah after it's detached. It's not touching. Is not touching the uber anymore. So where is there a maga? So the Gemara calls this maga beis hastor. What has got to do with maga beis hastor? Maga beis hastor usually means like this. If somebody puts his finger in my mouth, the pasuk says, we had it a few weeks ago, and the parshas Hashavah says, if a person is a zav, he's tamei, and if the zav touches someone else, kol hashiga b'hazav yodav lo shatav pamayim, and the zav didn't toivel in a mikveh, it doesn't help that he dipped his hands in a mikveh, it has to be toivel the whole body in a mikveh. So it says, if the zav touches someone, v'yodav lo shatav pamayim. Why does it say v'yodav? My yodav mi baroy, af kol mi baroy. That it's only maga if he touches with his hand. If someone puts their finger inside, I'm the zav, let's say someone puts his finger inside my mouth and he touches me from the inside, so maga beis hastorim doesn't count. It's not metami. Only maga mi bachutz. You have to have the external parts of the body. So that's called maga beis hastorim. There is a din of masa. If I put in my mouth nivlas behema metami both be maga and masa. So even though there's no maga beis hastorim, but masa there is a beis hastorim. In baluas kemishain, in balua there's no maga, there's no masa. But beis hastorim in the mouth, there's no maga, but there is masa. So that's what we usually call maga beis hastorim. What does the Gemara talk? What's over here, tumas beis hastorim here? So Rashi explains what it is. This is al tzad hadimyon. This is outside. This is not what we usually refer to as maga beis hastorim. Al tzad hadimyon. The limb of the uber used to be part of the uber. Now you detached it. So the by identity, the limb was part of the uber. It was the same thing. So the Gemara calls that maga beis hastorim. The thing is touching itself. Let's say the cup is touching itself. There's one cup. What do you mean? Usually maga, they're two different things. I'm Tom and you're Tahar and I touch you. Or there's a dead piece of flesh. There's a dead nivlas behema. So I touch the nivlas behema. So there's a maga, two different things. One is touching the other. Two different things. Here you're talking, the thing by identity is itself. So everything is touching itself by identity. But touching itself, that's called like a maga beis hastorim. It's not mi baroi. It's not maga at all. It's not maga beis hastorim. At least the guy puts his finger in my mouth and he touches me by touching the inside of my mouth. So they're two different things, but he's touching in the inside. Here the Gemara, al derech hamoshel, al derech hadimi, the Gemara calls it maga beis hastorim. When the thing is touching itself. So the Gemara says, that's a machloikas hatanaim. Treg the Gemara amai. Why does it say, let's say this is the uber inside the rechem up to here, and this is the part, this is the eva sheyotza. So you cut it off, the kozman it's not cut off, it's still part of the live animal. The mother is alive, the uber is alive, and this is part of the animal. So there's no eva menachai. If the whole thing will be born, it'll be a regular animal. So Kozman, I didn't cut it off, it doesn't have the dinner Eid Menachai. When I cut it off, it's not touching anymore. He didn't take the Aver and go touch the Uber inside after he cuts it off. He doesn't take it and go back and touch the Uber and touch the mother. He just cut off the limb and sure, he has a sharp knife, cuts it off. So where is there a maga? So this is a maga by identity. This limb used to be part of the whole Uber, and now it's no longer part. So it was touching itself. So the Gemara says that's like a maga beis hastorim, touching itself by identity. It's the same thing. Should I say leimer Rav Meir l'tam? Should I say that this only Rav Meir l'shitas? Rav Meir's name is mentioned in the Mishnah. Rav Meir's name is mentioned. The Rav Meir v'chamiv disagree. So should I say it's only aliba the Rav Meir? This time we have a Mishnah. There's a din of tumas medris. let's say a medris azav, a person is azav. So azav is an avat tumah. So whenever you have tumas magam, whenever the tumah is transmitted, so the Mishnah Gemara says on the first daf in Bava Kama told the same lavka yetzadem. Whenever the tumah is transmitted, goes down a madrega. So let's say I'm azav and I touch something, I touch a person, I make him into a rishon. He touches food, he makes it into a sheni, and the food touches truma, makes it into a shlishi. Then the truma touches kach and makes it into revi. Then the kach and touch paraduma and makes it into a chamishi. That's as far as you go. That's the last stop on the line. There's a Balamor. The Ravid wrote a sefer Balei HaNefesh. Has all the hilchas. The Balamor and the Ravid learned the Harusa by the Ravid who wrote the sefer Ha'eshkol. So the Ravid, the famous Ravid, married the daughter of the Ravid. The Ravid married the daughter of the Ravid. His name, the father, the Ravid's name is Rabbein Avraham ben David, and the father-in-law's name is Rabbein Avraham ben Yitzchok. But he was the Ab Bezin of Narbona. So that's why he's called her Ravid, the Rosh Abbezin of Narbona. But that's how they say. The Ravid married the Ravid's daughter. So the Ravid wrote, the famous Ravid on the Rambam wrote his Sefer Balei HaNefesh, has all the laws of Taras HaMishpach and all the laws of Mikvos. So he learned Bacharusa with the Balamor, so the Balamor has a lot of Haksogas. He disagrees. Every other page he disagrees with what the Ravid writes. And the Balamor wrote on the Rif, so every other page the Ravid has Hasoga, they were some Chavrusa. So the Ravid has Hasoga and the Balamor. So whenever it's something good, so he says, he stole it from me. I said it. He forgot to mention that it's in my name. And then whenever it's something that he wasn't Mechadis, so he says it's wrong. The Ravid always picks on everything, the Balamor. So they disagreed with everything. So in this, in Hasoga, of the Balamor, on the Ravid's Balei HaNefesh in the old edition, when I was learning in the Shiva, we had the old edition. So there's a line that doesn't make any sense. He talks about Shvi L'tumah. There ain't no such thing as a Shvi L'tumah. There's Avi Avos HaTumah. A dead body is Avi Avos HaTumah. I go to a funeral, so the tumah transmitted from the mace to me, so I become an Av HaTumah. I go home and I shake hands with someone, I make him into a Rishon L'tumah. He touches Eichel and makes it into a Sheni L'tumah. Eichel touches Chumah and makes it into a Shlishi. Shlishi, the Chumah, Shlishi touches Kodesh, makes it into Revi. This is already all Medir Rabban Revi, Chamishi, and then the Kodesh touches Paraduma. So the Rashi Mishnah quotes a Tosefta that there's Chamishi by Paraduma. In Mishnah, you don't have it. And the Rashi quotes a Tosefta like that. That's as low as you go, Chamishi. So what is the Balamor has in the Hasogas on the Ravid of Balei HaNefesh? He has the Shvi L'tumah. There is no such thing as a Shvi L'tumah. So no one knew what in the world he was talking about until the Marcheshes, a Penach Egesh, was a dayan in Vilna. He was a little older than Rab Chaim Oizer. And he outlived the Rab Chaim Oizer. He delivered a hesped when Rab Chaim Oizer passed away. Marcheshes learned by the Beis HaLevi. So he writes, he doesn't, the Hagdama to his Tshuvas, he writes, he's not from the Briska. He doesn't know this new Derech Alimud, this fancy analysis, and you break everything down to its component parts. He learned by the Beis HaLevi, the old school. But it has a lot of Lamdashe things. It has a lot of very good things in the Marcheshes. So he cracked the code of it. He figured it out. He said, it's a misprint in the Balei HaNefesh. The Balei HaNefesh, in the Hasogas of the Balamor and the Balei HaNefesh, it should say Sova L'tumah. It's not Shvi L'tumah. He wrote Sova L'tumah. That happens to be in the Tosfos on our daf. And I in base on the base, the Taisa Elishim Nogabo Hazav, the Taisa starts off the quoting Gemara Menachas, Perak Alfei Mitzraba. What daf is it? Daf Chav Dalet on the base, that's the topic of Sova L'tumah. So we'll have to talk about that. So the printers, by mistake, they didn't know what Sova L'tumah meant. It's saturated with tumah. Sova L'tumah is saturated with tumah. So they wrote Shvi L'tumah. And then they made a letter. They wrote Zayin L'tumah. They thought this is such a thing as Shvi L'tumah. There is no such thing. So the Marcheshes figured it out. He was quoting the Gemara of Sova L'tumah, not Shvi L'tumah. So getting back over here, Nachamo. So the Mishnah has like this. If a person is an Av HaTumah, you transmit the tumah, it always goes down. That's the Gemara in the first daf in Bava Kama, told the same Lavka Yotzebem. When the tumah is transmitted, it has to go down. This is Fekta Kasha, but we have a din of Cherev Hareu Kecholo. If you have a mace, and there's a Kli Mateches, so the mace is Avi Avos, and the Kli Mateches is also Avi Avos. So don't you see that the tumah didn't go down a madrega? It's on the same madrega. So Taisa said the first daf in Bava Kama, based on this, Taisa says no, cherev erek chol cannot make another cherev erek chol. So it did go down a little bit. That's avi avos. The mace is avi avos, and it makes a cherev erek chol also avi avos. But this avi avos is not the same madrega. It's the original avi avos because this cherev erek chol cannot make another cherev erek chol. Whenever the tumah is transmitted, it has to go down a madrega. So one of the dinim in the chumash is, let's say a zav is sitting on a chair, or he walks on a carpet that's not attached to the floor. If the carpet is nailed into the floor, v'chubel lekarka is not a kli. But let's say there's a little rug that you have in a bathroom, a little rug not attached to the floor. So that could be mekabel tumah. So when the zav walks on it, even if he's wearing shoes or not, so that's metame tumas medrash. Medrash means when the whole weight of the body is resting on it. So your shoes have tumas medrash. The person is a zav. The shoes, the socks, the pants, the shirt is not. The shirt, the whole weight doesn't rest on the shirt, but the weight rests on the. If the person sits on a chair, so the whole weight is on the trousers and on the underwear. Okay, the whole weight is on that. So what's the din? Azav is an avhatuma, and when he sits on a chair, he makes the chair also an avhatuma. Medras azav is also avhatuma. So isn't that a pella? How can it be? Whenever you transmit the tuma, it has to go down a madrega. How can it be that the zav is avhatuma and the medras azav is also avhatuma? So the answer probably is that's a Rav Soloveitchik, and others say that Michal Feinstein has in his sefer also. On Taurus, he writes the same thing. The medras azav is not that the tuma is transmitted from the zav to the medras. There's a din. Medras azav is tume. If a zav didn't sit on the chair, it's not called medrash zav, but a zav sits on the chair, so it's like a tumah yotzeh lemigufoy. It's a tumah that starts mechodesh on the chair. It's not that the tumah is transmitted from the zav to the chair or from the zav to the rug. The rug or the chair becomes, or the trousers become, or the shoes and the socks become medrash zav, and a medrash zav is a tumah yotzeh lemigufoy. It's a new tumah. It starts mechodesh over there. So it starts off with the status of an avatum. So in order to be considered, let's say, in order for a sheet on the bed to be considered a medras azav, has to have a minimum of shlosh al shlosh tvachim. Three tvachim at three tvachim. Otherwise, it's not enough for the whole body. Let's say the chair that I'm sitting on. So it has an upholstery on it. So it has to have a minimum of three tvachim at three tvachim. Smaller than that, then it's not really yeshiva. So what if you have a medras azav, a zav is sitting on it, he's wearing clothing, but he's sitting on it, he's resting the whole weight of his body on the chair, so it has a tumah, medras azav, avatumah, and then you take a hatchet and you break it in half. So let's say the medras azav is cloth. So when it had shlosh al shlosh tvachim, it had a status of an avatumah. The zav is an avatumah, and medras azav is an avatumah. When you rip it, it no longer has shlosh al shlosh tvachim, it has shalosh al shalosh tzboas, that's 3 inches by 3 inches. So that's called the beged, that's called the kli. There are four categories of things that are mekabel tumah or the mekel mochel mamashkin. So if you have gimel on gimel etzbois, 3 inches by 3 inches, that's called the kli. That's roi lekabel tumah. But over here, I started off with gimel on gimel tvachim, and I was sitting on it, so it became a medras amazav, and it became a medras hazav. And now I rip it in half, so it's no longer a medras hazav. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. The thing was touching itself because by identity, it is itself. So once I rip it and it's no longer, let's say I have a kli was mekabel tumah and I smash it. I smash it, so shviras hakli is metahir. The Chumash has the din of shviras hakli by kli cheres. Because kli cheres, earthenware, china dishes, it doesn't help if you toivel in a mikveh. So the only way to make a tar is you shover. If you smash it, it can't retain the tumah because it no longer has Hashem kli. But the din of shviras hakli applies to any kli. So let's say you had a beged, a piece of cloth, of a shlosha tvachim, and the zav was sitting on it, became medras azav, it became an avatum. And then you rip it, and no longer has the shear, it's a shviras hakeli. It no longer has the shear to retain the status of an avatum. Should I say, but at least it should be a rishon atumah, because by identity, the thing was touching itself. When it was a medras azav, it was touching itself. So every part of it was touching the medras azav. And the medras is an avatumah. So if I would take another beged and put it on the chair, so the beged would become a rishon l'tumah, because the chair that the zav is sitting on is an avatumah. So the beged would become a rishon. So now that the chair itself was ripped, I should say, by identity, it was touching itself. So that's Rav Meir holds like that. Shlosh al shlosh, you start off gimel gimel tvam shenech, like I ripped it in half. So tohar min amedris, it's like shviras akeli. It can no longer retain the status of avhatuma because it's no longer roy to sit to put the whole weight of the zav on top of it because it's too tiny. He can't sit on such a little pshmat that it's less than gimel gimel. Avotam imag amedris, divrei Meir. Meir holds that it's touching itself by identity. And then the Mishnah continues. It says on the side the word Vatanya doesn't belong because this is in the Mishnah. It's not a Brax. Amar Rav Yosi, disagrees. It didn't touch any medrash. Medrash hazav is if you have two different things. You have a beged. I put the beged on the chair where the zav was sitting. So the chair is an avatuma, and it can be mitame adam mekalem. It'll make the adam mekalem into a rishon letuma. But over here, when I ripped the medrash hazav, so when I rip it, it no longer has the status of the avatuma. Now it's a beged. It has gimel gimel atzbois. Doesn't have gimel gimel tvachim. Gimel gimel. It's a beged that's roy lekabel tuma. So that's what he disagrees. Eloshim noga bozav shehetame magazav. Once you rip it into small pieces, it no longer has gimel gimel tvachma, it only has gimel gimel. If a zav will touch this little piece, that the zav is an avatum, it'll touch it and make it into a rishon letumah. But you can't say the little piece of beggar was touching the big medrash. It wasn't touching. They call that magabes hastorim. They say everything is touching itself because by identity it's the same thing. But touching itself, there aren't two different things. They have two different things. One touches the other. That's called maga. If it's touching itself by identity, they call that maga beis astar. So Rav Meir holds that it is metame, and we don't hold like Rav Meir. We hold like Rav Yosi. So that's where the Gemara raises the issue. How does Rav Meir say in the Mishnah that the whole uber is inside the rechem of the mother, the behemah, and I cut off the limb over here, and I don't take the limb afterwards, it's an Eben Achai. I don't take it afterwards and touch the mother and that. It's just, it was originally part of the uber, it was all one. So by identity, because it was one, that's called maga. So the Gemara Tanya, that's Aliba de Rameh. Should I say, Lema Rameh L'Tameh, the Mishnah quotes Rameh, that this is maga. Is this Rameh L'Shitasa, that he holds when the thing is touching itself? It used to be identical, but now it's separate, so that's called maga, but we don't hold like that. Rav Yossi holds that the Chebez Meres Noga said that's not a maga. So the Gemara is going to answer the kasha. Okay, we'll have to continue. We'll have to talk about this. Tais is also about Sova Latuma. It's also an interesting topic. In this week's Seder, we have the din that the Kohen is not allowed to be Matam and the Mason unless it's one of the seven relatives. So it says if it's his sister, Lo Yitamo. So the Gemara has on the beginning of Saita, the Gemara has a machlokes of Bikiv Rabbi Shmuel. How do you translate the words lo yitama? Means it's a reshus, it's permissible for the kohen to be metame, or it's obligatory. So Rabbi Kiva holds lo yitama chayva, the kohen is obligated to be metame to design kroivim, and that's how he passed like Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Shmuel holds not lo yitama is a reshus. Gemara says there are three psukim where there's such a machlokes of Bikiv Rabbi Shmuel. One is over here lo yitama, the other one is when you have an avid. When you have an Eved Ivri, so the Eved Ivri is Yotze B'Sheish, after 6 years are up, Eved Ivri is Yotze B'Yom Kippur Shal Yoivo, but Eved Knaini, Le'ele Mehem Tavoida, Eved Knaini doesn't go free, not B'Sheish, and not B'Yoivo, Le'ele Mehem Tavoida. So Rabbi Akiva learns Pshad, Le'ele Mehem Tavoida, you're not allowed to free the Eved Knaini, it's an Issa. And the Shachar Abda Oiva Be'as, Le'ele Mehem Tavoida is a Choyva. Rabbi Shmuel says, Rishus, if you don't want to, you don't have to set him free in Sheish. If you don't want to, you don't have to set him free in Yoivo. But if you want to, you can set him free whenever you want. So we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that it's an Iser, that it's a Chayva, L'alam Tavoidu is a Chayva. And the third, the Pasuk, is the Pasuk in Saita. It says, Vavralav Roch Kine Bekine Es Ishtai. So Rabbi Akiva says that that's a Chayva. If the husband thinks that there's something wrong, his wife is fooling around with someone else, he has a Chayva, he's Mechuyev, to warn her, Al Tistri Mishploni. I have a Hashad that you're fooling around with someone, so you should stop. And Rabbi Shmuel says it's not a chayva, it's a rishus. So we pass on like Rabbi Kiva, that it's a chayva. So this pasuk, lo yitama, this pasuk, the chayva, is the mocker for the whole mitzvah of kavod abrius. The Rambam explained this, lo yitama, is the mitzvah of kavod abrius. Kavod abrius, people think that the Judaism places so much emphasis on the death. We don't place emphasis on the death. Unfortunately, in America, that's what they think, that the whole Yiddishkeit consists of saying yisker, and Yahrzeit, and Kaddish, and Shaitan, those are the guns, and sitting Shiva for a couple of days. They don't know Shiva means 7 days. They don't know he said Shiva 7 days. So they think as if the whole religion revolves about the death. Our religion does not revolve about the death. The Pasuk says, Lo Yitama, there's even a din of Kavod Abrius on a dead person. Kal v'chaymu, when a person is alive, there's more of a din of Kavod Abrius. The Pashta says that there's a din of Kavod Abrius, Klapi Nochrim, also calls man that they're alive, because they're all Tzelem Alekim. After the person died already, So then that the Kavod Abrias carries over even after death, so that's only by Yisrael. By Meisei Yaakov there's no Chi of Kvura, so the Kavod Abrias is over. But by Meisei Yisrael, it's more than Stam Tzelem Elokim, it's even Bottom Lamokim. So the Gemara says that this Pasuk, Lo Yitama, is the mocker for the whole institution of Kavod Abrias. The Rambam has an interesting opinion. Many Rishonim disagree. The Rambam holds that this mitzvah, Lo Yitama Chayva, only applies to a Kohen, who's normally muzer, prohibited from being metame lemeis. So when it's one of the seven relatives, the meisei mitzvah, then he's mechuyev to demonstrate chilul kedushas kuna. If he's not a kohen, if she's a kohenes, and her husband dies, or one of the children dies, someone else dies, so it's neither here nor there, not mechuyev to be metame. Or if it's a Levi or Yisrael, where there's no Issa, there's no prohibition. So the Rambam holds the kavod ameis is to show chilul kedushas kuna, despite the fact that there's a mitzvah not to be metame lemeisim, out of respect for the kavod abrias, out of respect for the nifter, you show that you're mechal kedushas kuna. In Brochus, on Daf Chof, there's a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, how do you read the pasuk? It says, the kohen is not allowed to be metame lemeisim, unless it's one of the seven relatives, then he is mechuyev to be metame. So Rashi says that is hutra. It means when the prohibition of tumas ameis was given, it simply doesn't apply to the zayin kraven. And Tosfos disagrees. That's not hutra. Tosfos holds that is dechuyev. The mitzvah kavod abrias is doicha. The Rambam is beferish that it's the chuyah. The Rambam says it only applies to kohanim zichrei kohuna who are muzer al atumah, so they have to show kavod ameis by being mechal kedushas kohuna. If it would have been hutra that the prohibition of tumas meis just simply doesn't apply by the seven relatives, so you're not demonstrating chil kedushas kohuna. Means that it's the chuyah. There should have been an iser of tumas kohanim, and the Torah says bedafke to be mechal kedushas kohuna. That's the Shiloh. We have a din. That's a din menat Torah. Lo Yitam is a din menat Torah. We have a din that's assumed the poskim in Yeridei assumes from the Rabbanon that the Oynim Misha Meis Muta Lefonim is not allowed to fulfill mitzvahs. He's not allowed to eat chazu. He's not allowed to do avera. He's not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. But he's not allowed to fulfill mitzvahs. So the Achronim say that they think it's only Midi Rabbanon. Misha Meis Muta Lefonim is not allowed to do mitzvah. They think it's only Midi Rabbanon. So what's the nature of that din? So let's say someone died Balaila, and I didn't daven shachris, and the kvura was, I remember my mother died at night, and then in the morning I didn't daven shachris. And then the shadow is when I daven mincha after the kvura, do I say tashlumen? Do I have to make up for the shachris that I missed or not? There is the din that the oinen is potter from davening. It's only mid the rabban, it's not mid the Torah, but the whole davening is only mid the rabban. So the shadow is the din the oinen is mamish potter from mitzvahs, so there's nothing to make tashlumen for? Or they say, no, the oinen is mechuyven mitzvahs, and out of kavod ameis, he has to show that he's violating the mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that this Rambam, who says lo yitam only applies to zichrei kohen who are prohibited from being metame lemeisim, and the kavod ameis is to show that we're mechala kedushas kohuna, we're violating the din out of kavod ameis. He thought along the lines of the Rambam is that day on Rishonim and Achronim that by the oinen, he's not allowed to do mitzvahs, means he is mechuyev to do it, and we tell him he's not allowed to do it. It's not that he's potter and gansen, and there's no tashlumin. There should have been a chiyuv, and we don't let him fulfill a mitzvah. But there's a big misunderstanding. People think as if the whole Jewish religion revolves about death. Not at all. Our religion revolves about v'chai b'hem v'lo she'amas b'hem. Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole drasha once at the Chag HaSmicha, that in his family, the minig was that they would not visit the cemetery. They tell the Ligoyen, after his father passed away, visited the Beis HaKvoris, and then he had a dream, and his father came to him in a dream, and he said, you caused a great nachas ruach to me by visiting my kever, but you should know that it had a negative effect on your neshama. So that was it. So from that time on, he never went to visit the Beis HaKvoris anymore. And in Valojin, the Valojin Yeshiva was founded by Rav Chaim Valojin, the Talmud of Ligoyen, so that was the meaning of Valojin. They never used to go to visit the Beis HaKvoris. Our religion revolves about v'chai b'hem v'lo she'amizman. We don't. There's a din lo yitama. Okay, there's even a din of kavod abrias to a person who's dead already. Kavuchaymer mechayim. There's more kavod abrias. The Gemara says if there, the Gemara Ksuvis in the second parakas, if there's a wedding procession, chosen kala nechaverim, they're going on the highway in one direction. Then there's a funeral procession, and then they come to a crossroads. Crossroads, and either they go first or they go first. So who takes, and there's no red light and green light. So how do you determine who goes first? So the Gemara says the Kavod HaChaim takes precedence over the Kavod HaMeisim. It's a rule. Kavod HaChaim is more important than Kavod HaMeisim, even Kavod HaMeisim. Kavod HaChaim and Kavod HaChaim. So this pasuk is Lo Yitama is the marker for the institution and the mitzvah of Kavod Avim. It's a big mitzvah.
You have a choice to go to the wedding or to go to the funeral.
Yeah.
There you go to the funeral.
Achai Yitin Alibai. Yeah. Mara said you should go to the funeral to knock down our gaiva.
Don't we learn cover the beer from Tzel Malkin?
It's based on Tzel Malkin, but it doesn't say anywhere. Here it says, Lo Yitama, this is the marker. Because man was created with Tzel Malkin, so that's why there's a din of Kavod Avim. So Kol Zman is alive, that's even by Nochrim, it's a Tzel Malkin. But after he dies, then the Kavod Avim only continues to extend by Israel. By Nochrim, not here. Nochrim, Chapi Ravon, Lo Yashchis, Lo Yashchis, Lo I'm a